Man charged with aggravated assault at Jamestown Walmart Monday evening. Bison art on display at National Buffalo Museum. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. A man is in custody after he assaulted another man outside the Jamestown Walmart late Monday evening. Jamestown police report that at around 8:30 p.m., they responded to the Jamestown Walmart parking lot to investigate a report of an aggravated assault. Assistant Police Chief Justin Blinsky says the 29-year-old male victim of the assault reported to police he was approached by an acquaintance as he exited the store. He says there was a brief exchange of words between the suspect and victim. The male suspect then grabbed the victim from behind, around the shoulders, brandished a knife, and inflicted non-life-threatening injuries to the victim's upper neck and chin area using the knife. The male suspect, identified as 54-year-old Royland Loretta, left the parking lot in a vehicle and was later located in rural Logan County early Tuesday morning with the assistance of the Logan County Sheriff's Office and Napoleon Police Department. He was arrested on suspicion of aggravated assault and is awaiting formal charges. The National Buffalo Museum has featured a juried art exhibit since May this year, with more than 45 pieces of art on display through Labor Day. Collections manager Rachel Johnson says the show is unique and will only be found at the museum.
It's a national show. One of our board members who's involved in museums put out a call to artists back in the winter, and I believe we had 150 submissions. And so obviously we could not fit that many in our space. We took 49 pieces from maybe roughly 40 artists.
You can read more about the exhibit online at newsdakota.com. And North Dakota agriculture officials say anthrax has been confirmed in a group of cows in a pasture in eastern Billings County. The case was confirmed last Friday, and it's North Dakota's first reported case of anthrax this year. State veterinarian Susan Keller says producers should check with their veterinarians to see if they should start vaccinating their cattle for anthrax. That's your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.